This is Logan Sekulow. The mainstream media mocks conservatives over the FBI scandal.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
So, of course, I'm going to want to know what secret society are you talking about?
I would like to know that, too, because the texts haven't been released, and it sure sounds an awful lot, at least from where we're sitting, like the agents were being sarcastic. Who knows? That did not stop Trump TV from running absolutely wild with the secret society claim.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Devin Nunes has written a memo which reportedly says that the FBI behaved badly somehow when it obtained search warrants from a court to collect evidence in the Russia investigation. This memo that he wrote has been an all-consuming thing in Republican congressional politics and particularly in conservative media and at the Fox News Channel for the past week. They, like, didn't even notice there was a government shutdown because they were so excited that Devin Nunes wrote a memo.
And now your host.
Hey, this is Logan Sekulow sitting in for my dad and brother today. They're out on assignment. They'll be back tomorrow, though, so don't worry. We will have everybody back in the studio tomorrow. I'm joined by Than Bennett in Washington, D.C., for this first few segments here. Well, he'll be here for the whole show, but we'll have other people maybe stopping in. It'll be like an episode of like Mr. Rogers. People just start knocking on the door and be like, oh, who's here? Oh, it's Dr. Harry Hutchinson. So it'll be a fun show coming up. Hey, we did want to talk about what you saw in the headline, what you heard in the intro, which was the mainstream media mocking conservatives over the FBI scandal, specifically what we've been talking about the last 2 days, those text messages referencing the secret society and then somewhat the confirmation of that yesterday. Not unexpected coming from some of these sources, but I love the way that they've spun it. Obviously, if you don't know what we're talking about, those text messages, some have been released now between Page and Strzok. Again, something we've discussed now for weeks and weeks off and on, but really last few days kind of gone hardcore on it because we've started to finally see these texts. And in one of the text messages, it is referenced that now it may be time for us to start our secret society. And that was, of course, according to Trey Gowdy, who reported that to us and to the mainstream media, to all the media, saying, look at this. We don't know if this was in jest. We don't know if this was serious. We don't know what happened. The next day, almost confirmed there was some form of secret meetings happening. But today, and really as of last night, all of your typical news sources, the ones that a lot of our audience won't even tune into, started to flip it on us and try to make us feel like the ones that were conspiracy theorists, idiots, who don't deserve the respect just due to the fact that people text this. Now, we said clearly, this may have been in jest. And guess what? Still inappropriate to put in a text message. Not something you want to throw out there, especially when you know people are going to be able to read. I mean, this is where it was just foolish behavior on many accounts, but specifically on this. Let's give you some of the headlines here from all the media last night. I'm going to start with, let's see, this is from ABC News, the full secret society text between FBI agents. Was it meant to be jest? Question mark. Real good journalism starting with ending with a question mark. We know that's something that people love to do. GOP lawmaker sees on secret society text to cast doubt on the FBI, NBC News, almost ignoring in their headline what we're even talking about. They could essentially say, oh, just due to this, we're trying to make the FBI unreliable. Yeah, because we're the first people to say that. Then there's the CNN who says the DOJ spokeswoman meaning of secret society text message is unclear. Well, yes, we're aware. We've said that countless times now. This is my favorite one, and this is from CBS News, and it's why conservatives are all over the FBI scandal. All over it. Why are we talking about it? Why is it even something we're bringing up? Well, I wonder why. Maybe because there's 50,000 text messages between two people that are talking about essentially doing their best to take down this presidency inside the FBI. Maybe it's that there's 5 months of missing text messages that happen at kind of a key time, you know, between when the president finally confirmed his victory in the Electoral College to then right before Mueller's appointment. I don't know. Maybe that's important. Maybe it isn't. We'll see. And I think to you guys, it maybe is. And phone lines are open. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Again, Than Bennett's joining me as well. We'll get to him coming up here in the break. If you're watching online, continue to watch. We don't go to breaks online. We continue the show for the full hour. But if you're watching or listening online, you can always check over what we're doing. That's at aclj.org, facebook.com/jsekulow, Periscope and Twitter at jsekulow. Just find us there broadcasting live. You get your comments in as well. That way I take some of those comments during the show and during the breaks. But again, phone lines are open at 1-800-684-3110. What do you think about the media mocking you? Calling you a conspiracy theorist. We'll be right back.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live again. This is Logan Sekulow sitting in. Phone lines are completely jammed right now, but they will calm down and we'll get your phone calls. A little Allman Brothers Band, like that. Hope you're having a great Thursday. But we are talking about the fact that the media, the mainstream media, not us, not any of our friends, they're sitting there mocking us for talking about the FBI scandal. It even says that. Why conservatives are all over the FBI scandal? Maybe because it's a scandal. CBS, the word scandal is in your headline. It's not quote scandal. You didn't put it in the quotes like some of these other people did. Scandal. It says, why conservatives are all over the FBI scandal? Because it's an FBI scandal against conservatives. I wonder why. Now, I want to play a clip here. This is from Fox News. Or no, this is not from Fox News. I'm sorry. First, you're going to hear, though, I believe, the voice of Sean Hannity, followed by Chris Hayes from MSNBC. So you're going to hear the juxtaposition of them playing a clip from Fox News, which, you know, they love, followed by the thoughts, and again, the really well thought out, you know, essences of Chris Hayes. Let's take a look. Bite three.
Who else is in the special secret society?
Yeah, who else? Do they wear costumes and sing songs and light candles in a vault?
I don't know, Chris Hayes. Maybe they do. Because guess what we don't know? We don't know anything about the meanings necessarily of all of these text messages. And you're right in that. You're right that this could have been in jest. But guess what? It doesn't really seem to be that way. And if anything, is inappropriate. Let's just take it on the smallest. Let's say the best case scenario for everyone in this. It's a completely inappropriate message that should not be being sent on government accessed or government controlled media devices or text or through your phone or however else they send their texts. Maybe that's a problem. Maybe 50,000 are missing because who knows exactly. Did everything come from the phones? We don't know, so we don't know that. Maybe we need to take a look into that. Because I can text from my computer, from my phone, from everything. So maybe we need to look at some computers. I don't know. Call up Jeff Sessions. Tell him that I said that. So, we do have some phone lines coming in. We're going to take some calls. But also, Than Bennett's joining us from Washington, D.C. Than, how is this shaking out? As we know, Washington, a much different place in the last 12 months than it has been or in previous years. How are people feeling about this? How are you feeling about this?
Well, I'm frankly offended that they think that if this was a joke between two senior-level FBI agents, then we should dismiss it.
Right.
Because, Logan, you know this. This is not the first time that a meeting of this nature was discussed between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. I mean, you had that text message that has been out for weeks now where they referenced the meeting in Andy's office. That's the deputy director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe. So we know that there was some sort of cooperation going on. And by the way, let's just go along with this, that this was a joke, that it never happened. Well, then And guess what? Releasing the 5 months of so-called missing text messages or the text messages that were on their other phone that we don't have access to yet, if there's nothing there, Logan, then what's the harm in releasing it? If there's nothing there, what's the harm in releasing this four-page House Intel right. memo? Because if nothing happened, if there was nothing wrong, then transparency would disclose that. And yet, Logan, the same people that are making fun of this so-called conspiracy theory don't want any of that information out in the public.
Right. And you'd think that. You think that that's where I originally were like, we got to get this thing out. It should be hopefully the memo will come out that day. Obviously, it's been delayed. We hope it still comes out soon. But because of the fact that they were coming out with this language saying that this is as bad as you can imagine, pretty much, this is something that the American people need to know. And the fact that we're getting at least bits and pieces of at least what's happening, you're able to read the text messages. If you want to grab, you know, some of these are a couple pages that have been released, but we know 50,000 of them. So that's why it's going to take a little while for people to go through. Because guess what they didn't do? Hand over the documents and highlight the ones that you think are going to be controversial. That's not how this works. You get a bunch of stuff, and then you got to seek through it and just see what exactly is said. Let's go to the first call of the day. Let's go to Robert, who's calling in Maryland on line one. Robert, welcome to JSEC Live. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, Logan. Hi, Than. I wanted to ask the both of you, why is it that the mainstream media is taking up the position of mocking conservatives about this FBI scandal when this is something that everyone should be concerned about, regardless of whether you're conservative, moderate, liberal, Democrat, or Republican? This is definitely something that's very newsworthy and noteworthy that the mainstream media should be reporting on. Is it because, like you said, that they want to, you know, somehow marginalize conservatives and make conservatives think, you know, make people think the conservatives are crazy people that are out there to be traitors to the government, to overthrow the government? I mean, I'm just wondering. I'm asking. I don't know.
No, I think you're right. A couple of things I would say, and I'll ask Stan as well. It's definitely to discredit you as a conservative. It's definitely to discredit anything you're talking about. That's a huge part of it. Because as we've said, this wasn't even talked about, by the way, very much at all on the mainstream media yesterday and the day before. But guess when it did get coverage? When they found a way to force it into their narrative by making you the one who comes off stupid. And that's the what they want. That is the thought process behind these organizations, these news sources. And that's not being, you know, crazy. That's not being conspiracy theories. That's not being, this is, they are looking at the facts saying, how does this fit in? It doesn't fit into my narrative. Okay, we're going to pass on this story. We'll give it a blurb here because we're a news organization. We probably should. Maybe we'll put a website, maybe we'll put a blog up, but we're not going to cover it. Oh, conservatives are latching on to this part about the secret society. That's something that we can maybe come up with a funny joke and turn it into, you know, how stupid these people are. That is genuinely, to me, why this is. And it also takes away the focus of what's actually happening, which is this entire FBI scandal against this presidency that is happening. Because what it does, it just flips it, points it back at you and say, ha, 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 you guys are wrong because you're focusing on a text message that says secret society. Well, maybe don't text these things. Again, this is what I've said. 50,000 texts, whatever. That's not that big of a deal. 50,000 texts that include some of this stuff is insane, and some of it is just inappropriate, or they don't even know what they're doing. And I think you even see Paige in some of the responses being like, maybe we shouldn't be doing this. Maybe we shouldn't be texting, because maybe she had a little bit of discernment to say, someone's going to read this one day. Than, what do you think from Robert's question? Robert's a good question of why they're doing this. I mean, I think it's pretty clear.
Yeah, I think you're spot on. I mean, I think it's a distraction from having to talk about the actual evidence in front of them, the evidence that senior level officials inside our intelligence community tried to either impact the election or undermine an elected president. And let me go to Robert's point on this very specifically, because some of these agents and officials we're talking about have a known history of voting Republican, Logan. So this is not about Republican or Democrat. This is about a ruling class in Washington, D.C., a bureaucracy and a law enforcement bureaucracy that did not like the person that the American people chose as their next president. And look, we've talked about this in this broadcast, but I will say it till I'm blue in the face. One of the fundamental pillars of our democratic republic is the American people, Logan, have to be allowed to elect someone that the ruling class disfavors. They did that in this case, and now you have senior level officials that were trying to change that the result of that election or undermine the incoming president. And Logan, those are very disturbing facts. The mainstream media doesn't want to talk about them, and so they resort to name calling and making fun of people for using what? Using the very words of the people who we're talking about here. They're not my words. They're not yours words. These are the text messages of Peter Strzok and Lisa Page.
Right. I like this comment that just came in from Ellen. She said their text message reads like middle schoolers. These are our senior level officials. No one understands how dangerous this really is. Exactly. You have to really break it down, because sometimes you're reading this and it almost comes off laughable. and then it turns. There's always a turn to where it gets serious, a little dark, even to where you're not even sure if the people on the other line are really thrilled with the comments they're getting back and are concerned about them. Here's a comment. So this is a comment was addressing Republicans. This is Joe Scarborough, you know, someone who has had a fun year of, you know, flipping it on conservatives. And I think we'll make a comment after this. Just hear what he had to say specifically about the FBI scandal.
You are only making it more difficult for our law enforcement officers to protect your family and mine against Islamic terrorism and homegrown terrorism that you supposedly fear so much. So just stop it. Get out of their way. Let them do their job and let the chips fall where they may. Just stop with your conspiracy theories because you are making America less safe.
Well, there you go. So to stop terrorism, we need to never question anything. Never discuss what's going on. Just let them do what they want to do. Let the chips lie where they are. No accountability. That's really, yeah, that's the American way, Joe Scarborough. Let's live with the fact that if you do that, if you just live that way, you end up living in a society that you have no control of as the people who decide everything, who help pick all of our elected officials to do that. The reason why we do that is so we do have a voice in this. When there is conspiracy happening internally, and guess what? There's a certainly, they could say whatever they want about you, there's certainly conspiratorial efforts that are happening in these text messages. You can read them. Those are facts. Those are proof. There's evidence of that, that these people did not want the president to become the president. And somewhat were shocked still when it happened and tried to do whatever they could. And you have those. You have the text messages where specifically Peter Strzok says, I don't know if I want to be involved because guess what? I don't think there's anything we could do to what? Take down the presidency. And that's where he's like, I'm out. Yeah, this is someone who I really care about. They're protecting us from Islamic terrorism. That's what I think his role was in the FBI. I'm not saying there's not great people in the FBI. Of course there is. Of course there was then and there is now. But this undercurrent of just disgustion was happening through a lot of these people. And it's all clear. The evidence is all here. And there's nothing we're doing. We're not creating facts. We're not making up things. This is not fake news. This is them trying to turn it on you, to make you the bad guy, and to make you seem less educated than they are in it. Joe Scarborough, I'm sorry. Everyone sees the fraud that you are when it comes to the fact that a year ago you were doing the opposite, preaching towards the president, then you flipped because he said some things you didn't like. Okay. No one cares. At the end of the day, you're talking head on the news. You're only preaching to your choir. Phone lines are jammed. I'm going to take some of those when we come back at 1-800-684-3110. You can get online, join us on Facebook and Periscope as well. Just search for Jay Sekulow, you'll find it, or ACLJ.org. We'll be right back.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up, at ACLJ.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Logan Sekulow sitting in for my dad and my brother. We're going to take some calls on this segment because we've got a lot. Phone lines are completely jammed. I mean, there's not a line open right now. So I want to make sure as we head into the second half hour in the next segment that we have some lines open for you guys to call in to get your voice heard as we also expand on a different station sometimes in that second half hour. So it helps out us. Let's start in order. Let's go ahead. Let's just go to Catherine, who's been on hold the longest. Catherine in California on line three. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Catherine.
My question is ACLJ able to put in a FOIA request to find out why Strzok was reassigned to Human Resources?
Well, I'm no lawyer, Catherine. I'm the one who's not. But I will have Harry Hutchinson joining me in the next time. He may be able to answer that. And Than, do you have any comments on that specifically? I don't know the nuances of that. I'm not going to pretend I do. I'm not just a morning television host.
Yeah, there's no need to, Logan. We know he was reassigned because of the text messages that have already come out showing this hostile bias against Donald Trump. I mean, remember, he was on the special counsel's team to investigate the Russian collusion. And then when the bias in these text messages came out, he was reassigned for that reason. So there's not a whole lot of need to put in a request. Yep. We know that he was moved for that reason.
There you go. So that answers that. Than Bennett, educating all of us right here. Let's move on. Let's go. This is a call for Than. Specifically, it says it's for Than. So, Than, you take this one. Pat in Florida, line two. I'm going to back off, Pat. You go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. great show. Than,
thank you.
Quick question. Are they feeling the people's voices up on the Hill and every place else about the memo and getting the feel that the American people are getting sick and tired of it?
Yeah, I think they are, Pat. And in fact, I would tell you that the fact that Peter King went on the air yesterday and said that this memo is going to be released next week, he believes. He's a member of the House Intelligence Committee. That tells you just how much heat they're feeling. And just by way of background, and Logan, I think this is important for everybody here, there is no stronger proponent of the FISA program than Pete King on the Hill. So the fact that he has seen abuses in there to the extent that he feels the American people need to see them show you just how bad they are. And just to sort of tie that to the last caller you took, the way we actually protect America in this country is making sure that the people that have this power do not abuse it. That's why you have to root out the bad actors and make sure that the power that they do need to have to root out terrorism can continue to exist. So to Pat's question, yes, they're feeling the heat, and the timeline for releasing that memo really went from about a month down to a week. I think we'll see it next week.
All right. Hopefully that helps you out there. Thank you for your call, Pat. I mean, as you mentioned that, Than, we got a comment that came in. It went by too fast to see who it came from. They said the American people are not going to let this go when it came to the FBI, when it came to the memo. And I think what we talked about yesterday is all kind of is just building. Every day something's building to where the evidence is so much stronger each day to this not being conspiracy theory. But that's why you got to make sure that you are paying attention to what's going on, because it will get flipped on you. And you guess it might. If you go post on this on Facebook, you're going to have 20 of your friends sending you all these articles, like the great headlines, Conspiracy Machine, or the full Secret Service text messages. Was it meant, or Secret Society text messages, was it meant to be in jest? You know, these are going to be people that are going to say, here are the facts. You're wrong. You're wrong. You're stupid. You're wrong. And you just have to be able to fight back and say, no, this is just part of the game. And of course, my favorite one, why conservatives are all over the FBI scandal. I mean,
well, and Logan, it's got to sustain. Yeah, it's got to sustain as well, because, again, we've drawn this analogy many times, but it takes a lot of time to litigate this both in the court of public opinions and sometimes in the court. You think about our win over the IRS. That took years. Think about the fact that Lois Lerner is now there. It took years for her to step away from her position. Logan, we're already seeing that at the FBI, where the chief of staff to James Comey and now Christopher Wray, James Rabicki, who was in the center of all of this scandal, he resigned a couple of days ago. Logan, I don't think that is an accident. So we're already seeing moves in the right direction. But to your point, if people stop paying attention, the establishment in Washington, D.C. will get focused on something else. Yep. It will take sustained focus and attention, and it will take some time, but we are already moving in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely. That is something you have to just, we have to stay on it, folks. If not, it's just going to be a headline that eventually is going to go away. In a week, it's going to be gone. That's why you got to make sure. Here's actually a comment. You meet a lot of people talking about the memo, release the memo. That's coming up on my chat. Maybe every third text. So I have a bite here from Rachel Maddow, bite 15, where not only have they tried to discredit the text messages that we've seen and we've heard about, They also are discrediting things that we've not seen yet. And here is here's Maddow.
Devin Nunes has written a memo which reportedly says that the FBI behaved badly somehow when it obtained search warrants from a court to collect evidence in the Russia investigation. This memo that he wrote has been an all-consuming thing in Republican congressional politics and particularly in conservative media and at the Fox News Channel for the past week. They like didn't even notice there was a government shutdown because they were so excited that Devin Nunes wrote a memo.
Oh, yeah. Rachel Maddow, remember that when you had those tax returns? It's another thing where it's just one day we're going to get them. You're going to read them and you're going to be shocked that there's nothing there because that's exactly what happened when you did it. So look, trust these people not very highly. Enjoy their show. I don't mind. If you want to go turn it on, make yourself mad so much you have to flip the station, that's fine with me. I do it all the time. That's why I'm full of rage, as you can hear. But in general, these are what we're dealing with. And here's an interesting comment. Here's another one. This is one from Chris Matthews' show, the Steve Schmidt on Chris Matthews, also talking about, is this talking about the text messages? This is talking about the text messages, again, trying to make you out to be a fool. Steve Schmidt on Chris Matthews by 25.
It's absolute snake oil. There's absolutely zero evidence that any of these FBI agents who's had their private text messages compromised, there's zero evidence that they misused their badge, their office, their credentials to abuse the president, his family, or any of the president's supporters. It is latter-day McCarthyism.
Nothing in these text messages. Nothing in them. There's nothing in them that says that we're inappropriate. Nothing in them that came off that they misused their badge. How about just misusing your phone? Misusing your government-controlled phone. Okay? How about that? They're private text messages? Are they private text messages? I think that's up for debate as well. I actually don't think it is. This is government-controlled devices where they archive media. Not the same thing. And he mentions, obviously, there's no credible proof here that they did anything to go after the president's supporters. I mean, for real, are you serious here? This is when you get the news fed from one side and you don't actually go and read the text messages for yourself. It's not like we made this stuff up. There's 50,000 of them, and a lot of them, guess what they do? Jest about the president, make fun of the president at the minimum, and then talk about forming secret societies to take down the president, talk about not wanting to join certain organizations because you're not sure if there's any there to go after the president. This is not how this works, Mr. Schmidt. Okay? Sorry, we don't just lay over because you say it's snake oil. Oh, you got me. You got me good. Chris Matthews, great. You got me. I've been in your studio. We got a bigger studio. Just saying. I'm just kidding. Not really. All right, let's take some calls. Let's go to Joy in Birmingham, Alabama on line 4. Oh,
hi.
There's a minute left. Sorry.
I just wanted to know if you had seen the interview. It was just a quick interview that somebody caught Dianne Feinstein. She said that all of the hashtag release the memo were Russian bots. I'm assuming maybe on Twitter.
I haven't seen it, so I don't want to act like I have and pretend because someone can verify it to make sure. But I will say this, that is insane. That is, honestly, and I'll just, yes, are there bots on Twitter? And I'm saying, of course. And you have to be careful about that. But that's like the most old lady thing to say. They were all Russian bots. I mean, come on. Yeah, because no one cares. There's not a couple million people listening to this broadcast right now. It's living in your own bubble, man. That's how it is. All right. Phone lines are jammed. We're going to take more. I promise. We're joined by Harry Hutchinson in the next segment. 1-800-684-3110. Hey, one line opened because she was done. So 1-800-684-3110. We'll be back on the air in just a moment with the second half hour of JSecio Live. If you don't get it, you can find it live on ACLJ.org. Facebook and Periscope, just search for Jay Sekulow. We'll be right back.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org.
Welcome to the second half hour of Jay Sekulow Live. This is Logan Sekulow. I'm in for my dad and brother, who they'll be back tomorrow, so you don't have to hear my voice as much the next couple days. So this is why I got to get all my rants out, because a couple days I'm just going back to saying who's on the line. So I got to be able to tune in. We're talking obviously about the text message scandal, but really talking about that the media has turned on you. That's a shocker. The mainstream media has turned on conservatives and have found a way to actually find this, to work this into their narrative. We've been saying for the last few days that CNN, MSNBC, a lot of the news organizations aren't even really covering this story. We're kind of the ones that were there. However, they found something to seize on, and they realized they could flip on you and make you look like to be a fool. And guess what? That's exactly what they did. All of a sudden, it's a story they want to talk about. But they don't actually talk about the real story. They want to talk about the fact that we focused on the secret society text messages brought to us by Trey Gowdy. Because that makes no sense that we'd want to discuss this type of thing, that we want to break it down. Chris Matthews on his show, they said, we'll play this again a little bit later, specifically a comment that was, you know, why are we wasting our time? This is snake oil. There's nothing here. Nothing here. There's no facts here that go after the president. Really? You're just preaching to your choir so they don't actually do their own research and they don't read what's happening. This is what should be happening bipartisan. This should be a bipartisan issue where people go, okay, we need to root out the corruption that's happening within our own, you know, branches of government and within the FBI and all the everywhere. We should be taking a look into all of these things, because this is what happens. 50,000 text messages are released, and a lot of them are pretty intense when it comes to the talk about the president.
Absolutely. And connected to that story, of course, is the fact that many text messages are mysteriously missing.
Oh, yeah.
Over a five-month period, a period that included Loretta Lynch, her memo, basically urging the dissemination of raw signal intelligence throughout the intelligence community. In addition, that period covered James Comey's resignation. It covered the period where he leaked memos to the New York Times, leading to the appointment of a special special counsel. So it's a very, very important story. In addition, there's a huge story connected with the social media effort to release the FISA memo that is being held by the House Intelligence Committee. Guess who's opposing the release of such information? Dianne Feinstein and Adam Schiff, who are claiming that it was Russian bots that are pushing this particular movement.
Right.
An in-depth forensic exam has shown that is untrue.
Of course. Of course it's untrue. These are just talking points. These are ideas. Sure, I'm sure some Russian bots were tweeting the hashtag. Yeah, guess what? They do that. That's what bots do. If you don't know what we're talking about, like, these are automated Twitter accounts run by different organizations. Companies have them oft also. It's not like all bots are evil here. That's things. It's another use of these words. It's like using the word Russian. It just all of a sudden, for some reason, has translated into evil. And I think there's a big difference. A bot is a bot. It means it's a company created or something created, government created, whatever it is, thing that will reply, respond, interact with someone, and not necessarily be real. And oftentimes, it's like, tweet with Superman. You know, there's often, that's a bot. So deal with that. Deal with the fact that these are scary words that aren't realistic, that aren't necessarily scary. You know what is scary? 50,000 tweet or text between two people where they talk about, you know, pretty much their ways to take down the president, and then do it in sort of a middle schooler way, you know, with OMGs and lots of fun stuff. We got no lines open right now. We do. We got nothing, because so many of you have called in. I'm going to take some calls in the next segment. Obviously, following up that, we're going to take a lot of comments. We're also going to play you some clips from some of the media bias that has gone after you, including even just questioning why and telling people, you know, I like this. It's why conservatives are all over the FBI scandal, to inform you, the readers of CBS News. Well, why are people even talking about this? Why am I seeing this on my social media? It may be a delightful article. I don't know. I haven't read it. I'll be honest. I just see this beautiful headline. Or headlines like the full Secret Service text between FBI agents. Was it meant to be in jest? It's like a Ron Burgundy headline. We'll be right back. More on Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are jammed. We got exclusive videos coming up in the break. So if you're watching online, don't go anywhere. This is just for you. We'll be right back.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Again, Logan Sekulow sitting in for my dad and brother. We got a lot of calls coming in. If you were watching on Facebook, there was a great interaction between the president and prime minister of Israel, Bibi Netanyahu. If you guys get to see, great to hear this. For those of us that support Israel, which I'm sure a large portion of you are that listen and watch the show, it's so refreshing to hear that kind of language coming out of our president when the talks about Israel. It's really great. Let's go ahead and take some of these phone calls, though, because I want to be able to hopefully open some up, but we are behind, I'll be honest. So let's go ahead. Ann is calling on line 5 in Kentwood. You're on the air.
Hi, Logan. Good to talk to you. In the private sector, I doubt that anyone could delay presenting requested information for months and years, like we see Lois Lerner do, and now we've got these 50,000 text messages that have, quote, disappeared. What can be done to change this? Is there anything that Congress could do or somebody do to force these people to have a very limited amount of time to present information to the court that they do have and have access to?
Well, I'm not sure specifically on that. I could turn to Harry when it comes to these comments, but when it comes to the private sector, would this be held in the private sector to, quote, Ghostbusters, I've worked in the private sector. They expect results. And that is the difference of what we're dealing with here when it comes to the FBI and these governments. And sometimes, I guarantee you, there was never really a thought process, at least in Strzok, because you can tell it is awesome page, that we'd ever be reading these. That these are text messages that would have come out. Because you live in vicariously through yourself, saying, oh, that's going to be fine. No one's ever going to. President Trump is not going to happen. It's going to go to President Clinton. And no one's going to ask. That's just how this world works. But unfortunately for them, and I bet even when President Trump won, they're like, well, now definitely no one's going to read it because guess what? It all comes unfolding onto itself. It is just it's an interesting time to live. And that is true when it comes to dealing with these organizations. But when it comes to the legal question, I don't know if there's a straight answer for that.
Well, the caller puts forward a very, very good question.
Yeah.
In part, the answer to the caller's question is the fact that we're dealing with the government and we're dealing with deep state shadow government right. operatives who oppose President Trump's agenda and who were literally surprised to see him actually win.
Yep.
So Stephen Boyd, who's part of the DOJ, the Department of Justice, he opposes the release, for instance, of the FISA memo created by the House Intelligence Committee. He claims that the release of this information would be reckless. Indeed, essentially, it would be only reckless with respect to the careers of DOJ and FBI officials. Mr. Boyd seems to ignore the fact that there are deep state operatives in the DOJ and the FBI who placed U.S. national security at risk. How? By exonerating Hillary Clinton before completing their investigation. Secondly, these individuals, they pushed the Russia collusion story, which was clearly untrue. So far, no facts have been amassed which support this claim. And so it looks likely that what endangers U.S. national security is indeed deep state operatives within the FBI, individuals like Peter Strzok and Lisa Page.
Absolutely. So hopefully that answers your question. Let's take a couple more calls in this segment, and then we have some lines open at 1-800-684-3010 if we can get to them. Let's go to Dan in D.C. Dan, I know this is an issue a lot of people have, and I see this a lot on our social media sites. So, Dan, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I think the thing that angers me most, and I think a lot of other people just like me, is that it's the fact that no one is being prosecuted and put in jail for these things. There's no longer speculation or accusations. There is hard evidence and proof enough to put people in jail, and nobody's talking about that. Nobody's being prosecuted. They keep going on about organizations like FBI or DOJ instead of mentioning and calling people out by names and prosecuting names, people, for the illegal things that they've done. And that makes me so mad.
I understand, Dan. That's a frustration a lot of people have, is they feel like when they hear a lot of these things, they don't necessarily see results. But look, we're on the front lines dealing with these things every day.
Absolutely. So one of the things that we are doing, of course, is we are filing Freedom of Information requests. That's number one. Number two, we are then litigating these Freedom of Information requests in court. Other organizations are doing the same thing, and this will deliver results, but not necessarily immediate results. I share the caller's frustration, particularly with Attorney General Sessions, who needs, at least in my opinion, to move expeditiously to remove some of these individuals. And secondly, he needs to appoint a special counsel to investigate the corruption within the DOJ, within the FBI. Why is raw signal intelligence data being leaked, for instance? Why is classified information being leaked? Why do we have the unmasking of U.S. citizens, which is contrary to U.S. law? We need Attorney General Sessions to move quickly and appoint a special counsel.
All right. So hopefully that, again, answers your question. Lots of comments are coming in related to the text messages. Will, I sent you one in the chat. If we could see if we could verify. Some people are saying there may be some breaking news. We'll see. We need to verify the facts and see what's happening. A couple phone lines are open at 1-800-684-3110. But Than is joining us still in D.C. And that, you know, our last caller from D.C., he's dealing with this. I don't think people understand necessarily how intense it can be when you're there of these situations that are happening.
Yeah, I think a lot of people here in Washington, D.C. feel that same frustration. I would say this. I have a little bit different approach than Harry does on this. I think this is why it's so important for that four-page memo from the House Intelligence Committee to come out, because all indications, Logan, are that report does name names. So obviously it's up to the Department of Justice to do prosecutions. We don't do that here at the ACLJ. But if the information shows that the individuals involved here, and I think a lot of us know the names that might possibly be there, if you get access to the people that abuse their power, that's when a prosecution might take place. So we want to see the evidence. We want to see this page memo. We want to see the underlying intelligence that supports it. And then I think it is possible that you would see prosecutions.
Yeah, but we'd like to see also 5 months of text messages that have been hidden, deleted, not found, and we're not sure. We now know that the IG at least has started to recover the text messages. As I've said here before, I'm saying a lot of not things. I'm not a lawyer. I'm also not someone who runs a telephone service provider who can tell you exactly how this all works. But what I do know is that your texts are stored. You should probably know that going into life. Yes. And can be accessed if needed on situations like this, or criminal activity, or things that need to be seen. These are not just you text it, you delete it off your phone, it's gone. It's not how it works. So thankfully, it seems like some will be recovered. But that is still really not 100% confirmed. But we do have a source that at least says they've confirmed some of them, they've recovered some of them, but it's not 100% confirmed. A lot of people are talking about that in the chat. I wanted to address that. Let's see. We got 3 minutes left in this segment. Let's take one more call. Let's go to William in Macon, Georgia to wrap up this segment. And then we're going to open up some lines for you guys to call in. William, you're on the air.
Hey, Logan, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
Two things. Hey, thank you. I appreciate that. Two things. Comment and question. The comment is this right here. I think it's extremely appalling that you got the media outlets left-leaning that are actually trying to mop block the American people from actually trying to find out, you know, about what's going on with this scandal. But my question would be, is why are they going through so much trouble to trying to mop the people? It's almost as though they got some type of ulterior motives behind doing that.
Yeah, I mean, there are definitely ulterior motives. And it's not only to make you look like a fool, it's to eliminate this story. I think that is something that you should look at whenever you see any side telling their version of whatever the news is. Like I said, there's a couple days where they weren't even covering the story or get a blurb and get a mention and get something like that. Now that they can seize on something that fits their narrative, which is to make you look like a fool for talking about these secret society texts, they're going to try. They're going to realize, oh, this is a story that we can make Republicans and conservatives look bad upon, and that's due to the fact that we actually have questions about things that were sent. That's also, it's not a bunch of people going out saying, here's what the secret society is, we're convinced it's this, it's this, it's this. People going, no, but if you're going to say that, if you're going to put that in a text message, we're at least going to ask the question, what are you referring to here? Was it in jest? And when you have people also confirming that at least secret meetings were happening, you have to at least explore these options and not treat them so lightly. They can make fun of you as much as they want, but it doesn't change the facts.
Absolutely. So it's important to realize that the media operates within a predetermined narrative. The narrative is that the president colluded with the Russians. Why? Because they dislike the president. So it's important to recognize that the media, particularly journalists, are no longer operating as journalists in terms of acquiring facts. They have become commentators, and hence they're willing to hide many stories.
All right. We're heading to the final segment of Jay Sekulow Live for today. Again, my brother might be joining us tomorrow. We do have one more segment coming up, and I cleared a bunch of lines, so I got to take some calls. 1-800-684-3110 to get your voice heard. They're already filling back up. 1-800-684-3110. You can also get your comments in on social media. Got lots of them coming in. A lot of people have a lot of opinions on this, and some of them know that this. If you put a comment in on Facebook, someone on our team reads it. It may not be making it on the air because there are thousands of people that watch every day, but someone on our team reads it. So your voice is heard if you put your comments in on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope. We're covering it and making sure that your voice is heard. We'll be right back with more on Jay Sekulow Live.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This segment, I'll take as many calls as we can. Phone lines are jammed right now. We will open them up and try to get through them so we can get your voice heard today. Let's go to Steve first. Steve, you've been holding almost a half an hour. I appreciate it. In Hanford, California. Steve, what's your question or comment?
Hello. My comment is, who first determined that these text messages were serious enough and they were a problem? The Mueller investigation. They're the ones that struck off because they felt these emails were a problem. So Mueller and his team made the determination. So if you want to know how serious, they took them serious enough to kick them off, not tell anybody, bury the guy in the personnel department, and cover this whole thing up for months and months, and then now we have emails coming missing.
Yeah.
But
it's conservative propaganda is what it is, Steve. It's conspiracy theories. It's all our own talking points. And it's not something that it's something we've concocted, and it's not true.
Well, I would say a couple of things, Logan. First of all, Steve is correct that the special counsel saw these text messages as serious enough to remove two of his senior members from the team. So I think there's no dispute from his team that it shows clear bias. But secondly, Logan, I'm actually not sure that any of us would have seen these text messages if it were not for the congressional committees investigating this, because I'm quite sure that the FBI and the special counsel weren't going to produce them on their own. Because even now, Logan, this four-page memo that we're talking about from the House Intelligence Committee, who is trying to prevent that from coming out? The FBI themselves. So right. If anyone believes that the FBI was going to turn over these text messages voluntarily, then I think they have another thing coming.
All right, let's continue on. Let's go to Ryan in Phoenix, Arizona, on line two. You're on the air.
Hey, gentlemen. I think any reasonable person has to be aware that power can corrupt. As someone on the right, I have to be aware Trump could possibly be tied to Russia. I want that in the sunlight. The fact that Nunez is using tinfoil hat shaming for us to try to get this out in the light, and he's not even willing to admit there could be a possible corruption charge, tells me he's not arguing in good faith.
In general, I mean, I think you have to be obviously unbiased when you look at these things and look at it from all points of view. But when it comes to, again, the media is where you can really see the narrative changing. And Ryan, I think that you're right in the point that you have to at least open your mind. I think it's important to watch. It's important that we have to watch things like MSNBC here. We have to watch things like CNN and all these. We can't just stay in our own little vacuum world. We can't live in a bubble, because if you do, you don't even know what's going on. How do you think we have these bites? We have these bites because we're exploring all of the options to hear what people are saying on all sides.
I think if you look at the evidence clearly, it's impossible not to reach the following conclusion, that there is no hard evidence in support of the Russia collusion story. On the other hand, if you look at the mainstream media, what are they focused on? They are focused, it seems to me, on obstruction of justice. But if there is no underlying crime, then how can you obstruct justice? So it's very, very possible that what we have here is a situation where the special counsel has been unleashed to go after people who may have lied to the FBI about a non-existent crime. That's a problem, it seems to me.
Yep, absolutely. Jessica in Buffalo, New York, line five, you're on the air. And hey, if you want to call in, we've got a couple lines open. We've got about 5 minutes left, 1-800-684-3110. But Jessica in Buffalo, you're on the air.
Hi, Logan. I love your show. Been a supporter for a long time.
Thank you.
My comment is that we actually should kind of be relieved in a way that they're making fun of the conservatives, because what that means is that's all they've got. So if you watch the mainstream media, that's like their one tactic, is they call Trump a mental or a blubbering idiot. They just go on and on because that's the only tool they have. There's no truth behind, you know, they don't have any facts, you know, to back up what they're saying. So making fun of them is, you know, the only tactic that they have. And then my second point would be that a lot of times you see the mainstream media or these Democrats accusing Republicans of basically what they are guilty of. So if they're calling us racist or they're calling us that, you know, this or that, the other thing, a lot of times that really stems from that is what's really going on within them or within their party.
I'm not sure about the last part. I'll let people decide that on their own. But when it comes to the comment in general about the fact that they just use conservatives to as a toy to make fun of. I think it's absolutely true. You can see it just in the headlines, the insulting way that things are spoken about, that people are talked about. This is not saying we disagree on your opinion and here's why. It's look at these tinfoil hat snake oil salesmen. You know, it's words that come off to the point of it feels like a bully on the playground. It doesn't come out like it's an intelligent, intellectual, political speech.
Absolutely. And so if you look at the 2016 election campaign, the mainstream media made fun of middle America. Yeah. They made fun of Trump voters. And so by attacking President Trump now, it's their way of irritating and poking fun at so-called middle America.
Yeah.
I used to live in the Washington, D.C. area. Yeah. We used to call the middle America flyover country.
Right.
And so the people that live in so-called flyover country have extracted their revenge on the mainstream media, and the mainstream media is not happy.
Right. And not only that, it's not only making fun of it. It's right. It's not even giving them a voice and being insulting to them because they don't matter. Because the people that are not within their viewpoint don't matter. It doesn't matter. They're not human beings at this point to them. They are just things to make fun of and to play with. And when they actually had a time where theoretically every sign had pointed to Hillary Clinton winning because they were controlling that, you know, voice. When it didn't happen their way, it's a complete meltdown. And we've been in a complete news meltdown for the last 15 months.
Absolutely.
Where people are just not sure how to go on. And that's when you get comments that come in from like shows like Chris Matthews, where the guy's calling a snake oil salesman or calling people these things. It's because they don't know how to deal with the reality of what's happened. Which is right. The middle America and everywhere across the United States, not even just middle America, but represented a large group of people they didn't want to go to. Let's quickly go to Chris. I think it's a good comment to wrap up on, Chris, in Nevada. You're on the air.
Thank you. I'm amazed that the mainstream media trivializes major stories with condescending language and sarcasm, yet will take something trivial about Donald Trump and explode it all over the media.
All right. Thanks, Chris. I'm going to only cut you off here because we have some breaking news heading into the last minute and a half of this show, which means tomorrow's going to be real fun. As I say, each day it changes. Fox News is now reporting this. Missing text messages between two FBI employees, wonder who, have been located, according to the Department of Justice officials. Text messages from a critical five-month period between Trump-bashing FBI officials Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, who both served on special counsel Robert Mueller's team, have been located. The DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz has said, has told Senator Charles Grassley, Republican in Iowa. So, pretty interesting term of events. Those 5 months missing seems to have turned up. Like I said, couldn't be as hard as they said it would be. And it looks like it was legit a matter of days before these were recovered and could not be found. Because, you know, I mean, this is where you do turn to your government. You do turn to the FBI and go, you couldn't find this in 2 days? Someone could find it? It's insane.
It is. It just represents the unbalanced attempt to frame Donald Trump and the unwillingness to do the hard work to find these text messages.
I want to thank Dr. Harry Hutchinson. I want to thank Thad Bennett, everyone who's helped me along this last couple days. And I appreciate all you guys listening. My dad returns tomorrow. My brother, they'll be back in the studio. And I'll be here as well, just not talking near as much. You can find us online, Facebook, Periscope, Twitter, JSeculo, ACLJ. Follow me at Logan Seculo. That'd be fun. And you can find us on the ACLJ app, the JSeculo Live podcast. And again, I appreciate all the support, all the love. Make sure you support the ACLJ. That's at ACLJ.org. We will talk to you tomorrow. Breaking news. The 5 months. We got them.
It has been our nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at ACLJ.